In the study base base. I mean it cost some Spanish who say it cost for giving matzik as and even though it was a time that Yosef and Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech were nifter, Shabbos, we say that we realize Hashem knows what He's doing, it's all for the good. In Chol, Boyoy, Shiil HaYachoy, Lo Yom HaBaitachna, Lo Yom HaBaitachna, Lo Yom HaMincha, Sefir Shabbai, you don't say cross a day that it will be a weekday. You won't say Tachman, you also don't say Sitkos. For example, if that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, or even Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, and the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tachman, so also the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, you will not say Sitkos. The Ramah says, and often shall only give a midrash between Mincha and the Maizis. Not the Issah, but the Minig, and this blue brings a reason because it's a time that, like we said, Yosef, David, Moshe, and Nifta, it says, Chochem Shemes, all of the debates about the Midrashas of the Tehillim. A very big Kiddush. And we apply that to this situation, even though we're great people, they differ thousands of years ago. The Mishnah Berurah says, Matzavka Yishon Lama Chavrusa, which means a group of people. But if you have even two pairs of people learning at home, that's acceptable. It's between Mincha and Maariv, doesn't mean if you daven Mincha Doiva, then you stop saying Shiur the whole afternoon. So remember, we have Mincha called Shkia. Yeah. That's why the Minig was in those days to say the Droshes before Mincha. If Mincha finishes very close to Shkia, then one should leave out saying the Pirkei Avos or the Bochinashi and Shiur Mavis so that he should be able to start Siddur Shlishis before Shkia. Mr. Brew brings out Yerava that says that the morality track sometimes you have a you would say a Joshua between Mincha and Maariv. And maybe we can rely on that, and if that's the best time for people to hear the Joshua's, say then. The bottom line is that if it can be arranged in a fashion that the Joshua's before Mincha, I'll tell you my note, but for technical reasons it doesn't work out, then make it after Mincha. Eight Sadagimu, Sif Alas. And Achim Sif is Maariv, they hoist the Mincha Alakavit. You try to push off Davin Maariv, but the Shabbos is not the earliest possible time. To remove the Mechalal Kodesh. Mishabu says, and the Iker at the end, the din of Tisefes, is just not to do Melocha. But even so, it's better to, even if it has a Tzvila, because by Davening Maariv, we're basically showing us the next day. Or it's a higher level of remove the Mechalal Kodesh. The meaning is, in many places, to sing, it's Kapilach Tilam, or Kenya Choneinu, and other Mizvayim. Tisha B'Av comes out Motzei Shabbos, you don't sing that song. Or if you don't sing Motzei Shabbos, also they don't sing that. And Mishnah Berurah likes that minhag of singing before Maariv Motzei Shabbos to be melaveh the Shabbos with shiras the Tisha B'Av. It also prevents people from stop talking. Every minhag toy has a lot of extras to it. Siv be'ez tzarech li'zor milas melocha nashi rosh rosh b'chom kitanim. One should not do malacha until these three small stars, even though the Ikevaila is talking about the Beninim, but we don't rely on that, we write there, we wait the way to see three small stars, and so there's all kinds of discussions exactly what the shir is, everybody has their minhagim of how long to wait before they do malacha and Moshe Shabbos. Yeah, so the stars have to be near each other. The idea of waiting till the stars are close to each other is not for the Iker Halach of night, but it's to have a Tisefes and Shabbos. That's a little bit later than the minimum Tisefes.